Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone has a personal agenda.
This should bother you.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to say it this way, and I don't care what anybody says. We're blessed. We're blessed in the
it
Bay.
Feel that way.
I'll tell you that. To have Draymond, no, not for the weather or anything like that. Just to have Draymond Green here.
If you're an NBA player, this should bother you. That was great.
That's pretty funny.
This should bother you.
He's got great cadence.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm not great.
I know you're not. I can tell. You're worried about the Cowboys.
No, I'm not. I'm watching. They got the replay of last night. Giannis goes out early against Milwaukee. Was getting blown out by Detroit. Giannis goes out, and then the Bucks rally and win.
Mm.
And I just want to have a fundamental basketball conversation real quick with you, Evan, and the listeners. There is something to not having a ball stopper and then the ball popping and everybody knows they can get involved, as opposed to having that anchor like a Luka, a Harden. There is just, and I get why you go through those guys, but ball movement is sweet, Steiny.
And that's why, and I've got to do this because...
I'm sorry, Mr. Hubie
the Boxer
Brown
and
Guru.
Gerson work injury attorneys text line. You know, Steiny's been hating on Steph. No, okay, take another listen. That's what makes Steph Curry a different kind of superstar. He doesn't have to do it like selfish Luka and selfish Harden.
Yeah. Giannis will dribble the air out of the ball.
One of the reasons that Steph Curry and his greatness are unparalleled. How about that?
And he shares.
Does that sound like a Steph Curry hater?
No.
He's take Luka
jackasses.
Right now.
No,
let me tell you something.
I would too.
I'd take Doncic right now.
Can I tell you something?
That's not the point.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I watch Laker games and
LeBron's
like Norm. They don't need him. It's like
Norm who?
My dad. Like he's just.
Why we need your dad?
He's older. He's at the end. My point is the Lakers are fine without LeBron, Evan, and it's kind of damn scary.
Did you see him? Was it last night or a couple nights ago when
he had to get to the 10-point marker?
JJ Redick was calling out something for him, and he was just talking to the Suns. He was just in the corner talking to the Suns bench. Like JJ Redick had to call a timeout to get his attention.
Evan, I saw that. I swear to you all. And I go, this is weird, but for you to tell me now that's what was going, whoa, Steiny, wow. It's the end of LeBron. Like, he's not the A guy. It's Luka. And it's crazy to see.
Okay. And is Steph no longer the A guy?
No, he's A guy. Because Jimmy is not Luka.
Okay.
And so I think Jimmy is laboring more than Steph from a bot. Like, he's showing his age more than Steph. I'm being real. I love Jimmy.
Okay, so... LeBron was the best player in the Lakers. They got Doncic, who's better than LeBron.
And well, now they've gone to another level.
When they won, AD was better than LeBron, Steiny. That's just me. When they won that chip, AD was better than LeBron.
Right, and are we at the stage now with Steph Curry that the only way the Warriors can win it all is they better get a player in
That's
here better than That's Steph? That's just some of the stuff we're batting
well,
around.
Let's
today.
Be real quick to that. How big of the gap is from Jimmy and Steph right now? Let's be honest. Just as a basketball player, both sides, like the impact, but how big of a gap is it between Jimmy and Steph? Let's be, when Durant was here, some would say Durant, whatever. I'm talking about Jimmy. Do you find me being unfair that I want more from Jimmy?
I don't think he can do it.
And why?
Because
not that he don't want
I've
to.
I've seen him now for a year,
it's
right?
It's physical, right?
He's just not my cup of tea. It's really hard to explain.
I think physically he can't do what I'm asking. It's not that he doesn't sound like you're saying he might can do it and don't want to do it. I just think physically the miles are on him.
No kidding. Like, and that's what is so frustrating sometimes. You wonder why Butler and Draymond and Steph just aren't at the level they were at. Because, Goo, they've got mileage.
I want to throw the baseball at you. But Steph's not showing me that more nights than not, Stoney. And the dude is blockbuster right now. If we said, who could you go watch? And you don't care for this, but it's real. That's why they're on everything.
No doubt.
That's why they're on pro. But he is still, it's incredible.
Right. But here's
if you
the difference.
Truly be real.
But here's the difference. Like, yes, if I'm an owner and I'm Joe Lacob, yeah, you better damn well factor in Steph's box office. But that too will like lower his value or not lower his value, but
fade
that. No, that would mean that if it's about box office, then he'll never go anywhere. And I'm not saying that he should, but I just don't like the way the Warriors, telegraphed their strategy for the last 3 years.
And, I mean, to be honest, I don't really need to defend him. Was there any other way?
Yes, like, there was.
Like, give me an example.
Not re-signing Draymond when they had a chance.
But you know they're going out like
okay,
the Beatles.
Then don't ask
That's
me.
No,
then don't ask me what I would have done differently.
Like, I'm with you, but I get the loyalty of this is your dude.
Well, and
he punched a guy and they didn't even suspend him.
Thank you.
So that's bigger than just Steph. Like, so I get that.
Okay. First of all, let's not revise history. When Draymond was a free agent, and he, by the way, when Draymond opted out early to become a free agent, there were Warrior fans that say they should let him walk.
There was a lot. Then he had dinner.
I have a follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
Where would they be if they hadn't re-signed Draymond Green? And I'm not saying that they're in a great place. I'm just like literally, what else?
I don't, like, I think that would have had such a ripple effect that it would be really hard to project exactly where they'd be now.
And on the court, Evan, I think they could have won a first-round series against Houston because now we're getting, it's hard for me to say this, and I'm not dissing Dre because who would take his place or do it? It could be by committee. But there's no doubt in my mind they couldn't have won a first-round series like they did last year. And then lose to Houston or the year before win a play-in game. So I'm not saying Evan's saying it. Let's not act like they've gone to the Western Conference Finals. They've been mediocre pretty much. They've been in the play-in.
Do you think they even make the playoffs?
Without Draymond?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
If you just took him off the team?
Yeah.
Well, before Jimmy Butler, they weren't going to make the playoffs.
Oh.
And the year before, they, got eliminated in the play-in?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you might not have made the playoffs at all. And I don't think Draymond is the difference between them winning a championship and not, but if you didn't re-sign him, you would have, played Kuminga more?
No, and you would have had to deal with Steph.
And that's where I'm at.
And you would have had to deal with Steph. Like, Steph, you'd have to answer to Steph if that's what you would have done, and they weren't ready to do that for a lot of different reasons at the time. Let's get to Andy.
All right.
Andy's in San Francisco. What's up, Andy? How you doing?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Dynamite.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh. All right, I got a unique trade proposal I think saves the Warriors season. I want to give you the trade and the 10-man rotation.
Let's go. Yes, sir.
All right. It's a three-team trade. The Celtics receive Moses Moody, Buddy Hield, Brandon Pajimski, a second-round draft pick, and a 2028 first-round unprotected pick. The Los Angeles Clippers receive Jonathan Kuminga, a 2026 first-round pick, and a 2029 first-round pick swap. That should be post-Steph and everybody, so that should be a good pick. The Warriors receive Derek White and Ivica Zubac. The 10-man rotation is Steph Curry, Derek White, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Ivica Zubac at start. And benches, DeAnthony Melton, Will Richard, Gary Payton, Al Horford, and Quentin Post. I would rock with that 10-man lineup.
Dude, that is fun. Did you put that in the trade machine? Like, did that all work? Because, man, if we get D-White,
perfect.
My God, if we got those two dudes, Stoddy, watch out.
Can you fax that in here? Because I was having trouble keeping it straight. Who'd the Warriors end up with?
D-White and Zubac. Yeah.
And they only give up those three.
Moody, Hield, Pods,
thanks,
and JK.
Andy. Thanks, Andy.
Well, and they're giving up three unprotected first-round picks.
Evan, you want 4E? If we could get White and Zubac, oh.
I'd rather have Giannis.
I think.
Well, you didn't ask that. Pretty good work, but he sounded a little bit like Grandy.
He sounded exactly like Grandy.
This should bother you.
That's great.
We got to get him on.
Ooh, Grandy?
Yeah, Draymond.
Draymond's in the back.
Yeah. Draymond, we need to get on.
You know what? How do you do a new, team and you don't come on?
Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm telling you right now.
Are you being serious?
I am being serious. I'll be out at Chase next Friday.
What?
And I'm going to approach Draymond Green and say, dude, how you doing? Matt Steinmetz. Nice to meet you. Oh, yeah, I know who you are from 15 years ago.
I don't think he'll say that.
No, he's not going to remember.
And you're not going to spark up conversation. I've seen you.
Okay.
I can't say what I want to say. Evan knows what I want to say, but I don't have a lot of faith in.
You think if I'm in the bowels of the Chase Center and Draymond Green's walking toward me, I'm just going to not say anything to him? You're crazy.
Our show probably would be, what's the word? We would be two tiers higher had you used the tools that you possess that you don't tap into.
Yeah,
and it hurts the show. But
yeah,
if you were to do something like that, we would have them. Like, I don't doubt you.
Okay. Well, I'll go over there next Friday and get them.
But what's your plan?
I'll go to talk to him and say, hi, Draymond, how are you?
Okay.
I work for that station that you just signed a 9-figure deal with. Odyssey.
Oh, what show do you do?
He won't know what that is.
But what show do you do? I'm Dre. What show do you do? What's the name of your show? That's where we'll
Steiny and Guru 10-2 on your flagship. I'm surprised you're talking to me. Yeah, me too, Draymond.
You want to come talking to me?
Want to come on the show?
Why do be like that? That was great.
We're trying to come up with the fifth player who gives you the most trouble.
He needs to come on, man.
He would have fun with us.
It doesn't feel that way.
Oh man, let me tell you. Let's go to my favorite country. Mount Rushmore of favorite countries. Let's go to Toronto, Canada, and talk to John. Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Hey. Doing well, thank you.
Okay, I just wanted to talk about Jonathan Kuminga and the comparison to the other young players like Franz Wagner and Scotty Barnes.
Okay.
Okay, so I was looking up the minutes. Scotty Barnes has played 10,000 minutes. Franz Wagner has played 10,000 minutes. Jonathan Kuminga has played 5,900 minutes. So these two players have 4,000 more minutes than Jonathan Kuminga.
Yep.
And if Jonathan Kuminga was to catch up to the minutes, he would have to play 164 games, 30 minutes every game to catch up to those two guys. And even Jalen Williams on the OKC, he was drafted a year after Jonathan Kuminga, and he has played 800 more minutes than Jonathan Kuminga. So if you put these guys on the Warriors, they wouldn't be who they are. They wouldn't be where they're at.
I agree.
And so the comparison is not fair.
No.
He'll never make up those minutes, bud.
You're right. The comparison's not fair because they've had two different upbringings in the NBA, if you will. I agree, and I totally agree. Like, I believe, I don't know what would have happened to Kuminga, but I'll bet if he were drafted by Orlando, is that who we're talking about? Wagner?
Yeah.
He'd have closer to 10,000 minutes than 6,000.
No, I love the homework, but I'd like to ask the caller if he's still there.
Yeah, he's there.
The reality is he'll never make that up. So how does Jonathan, without those minutes that you illustrated, how does he take initiative and, I don't want to say catch up, and get the best version of himself?
You leave the team. He has to play for somebody else. He would never catch up playing for Steve Kerr.
I got you. Wow.
Good stuff, John. Appreciate it, man.
Those were a lot more minutes. I get it.
Can I offer a slightly different perspective? Not to say it's right or wrong, but would you say Jalen Suggs is further along than Jonathan Kuminga?
See, these are
his senior year in college. He was further along.
Further along because
he's played less minutes in the league.
There's other words
Jonathan
we can
Kuminga
use.
Has.
And how long did? How many years did he play at Gonzaga?
I think he played. He only played one or two.
He's
a baller. I hated on him. He's a baller.
Yeah, he was in the same group with the. But Chet, but okay.
Do you know anything about Suggs's upbringing? Like, where's he from?
He's from Minneapolis.
Okay, and what I'm getting at is, when I think of Suggs, I think of a guy who probably was playing point guard when he was in fourth grade.
What do you think of Aaron Wiggins?
I need to see more of him, Evan.
I like him.
Yeah, okay. and he doesn't play a lot because there's no room for him on the Thunder.
Okay,
he's played less minutes than Jonathan Kuminga. He's in the same draft class. But he helps them.
So, yes,
it's true that a lot of the top players in that class have gotten to play more minutes or more games. But there are examples of players that are also contributing to their teams in their roles that have had the same amount of runway that Kuminga has.
And that's why I used I went Pampers. And I used the Steiny, we're doing too much, changing the diapers and giving them the binky. You got to go in and you're right. We look at Kuminga's background. You said fourth grade. Kuminga wasn't playing hoop in fourth grade.
Exactly.
But the bottom line is you got to, whoever you are, it's just more than Kuminga. When you get an opportunity, you got to maximize it, man. Cool.
Jalen Johnson has also played 1,000 less minutes than Jonathan Kuminga in the NBA.
And he only had one season at Duke, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. That dude, man.
So clearly the answer there is, I mean, all those guys But can't we agree all those guys had a better foundation when they came into the league?
But my point is, like, there are various paths to success, and a few guys that have played less than him have maximized theirs more than he has.
That's fair.
And if I asked you two right now, January, whatever the date, what was the 14th, 15th, whatever the date is, Kuminga Warrior after the trade deadline, Evan? Kuminga Warrior after the deadline?
No, I thought they'd trade him coming into the season.
Wow, man.
So do you think they will move him at the
deadline? I think he'll be traded.
That's how I took it.
Okay. And let me see if I can do this again. If I can get you ready here. I mean, maybe something like this. The Warriors have traded Jonathan Kuminga to the San Antonio Spurs for Kelly Olynyk.
Then he needs to stay here. Yeah. That would be a nightmare.
I'm saying get ready for it.
Don't you get it?
Pick another team. Just pick a team, any team, like a card, and I'm doing a trick.
I'll say the Raptors.
The Raptors. Okay, let's go to Toronto. The Golden State Warriors have traded Jonathan Kuminga to the Toronto Raptors for Grady Dick.
I'm out.
Jamal Shed.
Sheed. He plays a lot for them.
I'm out.
Is that the guy from, he's from the SEC, right?
I think Houston, right?
Yeah. I guess. David and Elsa Bronte. By the way, Fear's playing well in New Orleans. Getting an opportunity. David and Elsa Bronte, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good, fellas. How you doing?
We're trying to figure it out, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to say a couple of things about the big man need. Guru, I agree with you on that. But to me, it seems like that if Steve Kerr, if you're not 6'9 or below, he has no use for you. I'm just going back to when Bogut was on the team, the Olympic team that he coached, it seems like he couldn't wait to take the big man out and go to the small depth lineup. So I think that instead of addressing the big man need, because I don't think he'd play him anyway, we saw it with Kevon Looney, too. The man had 18 rebounds, and then he doesn't play for three games. So I think it'd be better if they went to, like, Scotty Barnes or Trey Murphy the third, or one of those big wings that rebounds and is like a 5-tool player, instead of trying to get a big man in here, because personally, I don't think that Steve Kerr going to play him anyway. What do you guys think about that?
And that's, I love both players, yeah,
David,
man.
I'm kind of with you. I don't. I mean, what kind of big man do they like? Well, they loved Bogut. Well, okay. He was a great defender. He was a great rim protector.
But they were loaded.
He was a huge body. He was a great passer. He was a fantastic screen setter. Like, they don't, like, they're not, those guys are really hard to find, those big guys who can do all those kind of things.
Yeah, and now we need one that can score, you know, and do all that. Like, how that, long has it
that's
been?
That's what's called a superstar.
Yeah, no doubt. How long? It's been too damn, you know what? I'm going to check myself. I sound spoiled.
We had
a dynasty.
You are.
With Kevin Durant, two of the years. We had a dynasty.
Right.
And we still got Steph and Dre. So where can we go get one of those big boys that
you just got one last year, Butler? I don't know if you know this about the NBA. It's got a salary cap. You got to make some trades. And, you know, they made it. They traded for Jimmy Butler last year. But yet, like, it's just so funny. Let's go get Butler. He's our trade. Now we need Giannis. It's like, okay, after Giannis, who are you going to beg for?
Who was the big white center we drafted? And for a second, I thought
Todd Fuller.
No, we had him Quinn on the show. No, he was from like Europe somewhere, and he tried to take off from the free throw line and dunk one game.
Smiley.
I thought for a second we might have had our big
center is being generous.
Smile, yeah.
Do you know where small ball even came from, Goo?
Small ball,
yeah.
The death lineup.
No. Originally.
No.
Don Nels.
Well, all right.
Okay, but... Yeah. All right, so you knew it. Because you thought I was trying to embarrass you there, which I wasn't. I was just asking a question.
I don't know if you know this about me, seriously. Can I think this something? No, I just figured it. You've never embarrassed me.
Oh, thank
People
you.
People can think
I don't
mad.
Like to do that.
I have my head
never
is
Never intentionally.
No. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, so it came
Small
from
ball.
Don Nelson. So what Don Nelson used to do at practice is he would scrimmage.
Right.
And he would take the six tallest guys on one team and the six smaller guys on the other team.
Okay.
And he basically said, every single time the small guys win because they're better players. So that's where, like, the small ball concept came in. Now, keep in mind, he's playing small ball with Tim Hardaway, Chris Mullin, Mitch Richmond.
Keep going.
He could even play it a little with Weber at five, which Weber, hey, but like, yeah, he's like, if you get five smalls that aren't really small, I would play that way too if I could.
But do that now. That team's like, losing by 40 across the league.
Do that now.
Chet Holmgren, the smalls, because I'm going with the bigs now. The Scotty Barnes of the world, the Cats, the Holmgren.
Do you think the league has changed so much?
Yeah, I do. I really do,
okay,
man.
Okay, so what about the Warriors' small lineup with Durant when they had
Durant Curry? Durant can't be part of a small lineup. Like, Durant's seven, you know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah.
That's fair, but...
But nowadays, my point is it's changing to where I would bet on the bigs who play like guards and Wimby.
I mean, small ball really is less about the size of the player than it is playing without a center for the most part.
Well, we play small ball and we're not even trying. That thing Monday that you read off that I saw over the weekend about the Warriors, our size for every
Lack
player.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of size, Goo.
That falls on somebody. That's Mike D, Steiny, whether you like it or not. And then you can say, well, what are you saying? We're too damn small. That's a death wish, man.
Well, it's also, it's not just being
like clinging. I'm just remember when we played him and they were just, I went to the game, and he looked like
Shaq. Why can't Post be clinging?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Quentin Post.
What? Are you being...
Go ahead,
Adam. Is that a rhetorical question?
No, but what I'm... No. What I'm saying is, would Klingon play for the Warriors?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, don't say that. There's 98% of centers he doesn't play.
That's because, like, none of them can play.
Well, my point is like, okay, so Klingon's a great passer.
I'd say okay. He's fine. Yeah, sure.
He's got to be able to pass to play on this team, according to Kerr.
He runs the floor. Okay. He defends. He rebounds.
I mean,
he doesn't need the ball.
Jeez, here's what I'm getting at. It's nothing against you guys. I'm not convinced I know what big guy could play on this team other than a bona fide star big man who's like a name. Like, you say Klingon.
But we said Zubac could play.
Well, he's pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, no. Okay, you call it.
Like, I put Zubac in a different class than Klingon. We can talk more about this conversation.
Valanciunas would have fit in. I watch him play with Denver. My God.
And I'm not convinced he would have played here. Oh. It feels like they could have gotten Valanciunas four times over the last 6 years. And, like, yeah,
the screen set.
This upcoming Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, we're giving away three Warrior jerseys. All three are the town jerseys. That they debuted on that November 24th night against the Jazz. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler, the town jerseys, are up for grabs, and one of them could be yours. Listen for your chance Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. For more details, go to 957thegame.com. And that segment was sponsored by Safeway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.